Numbers chapter 11 and reading at verse 4. Numbers chapter 11 verse 4. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt daily, the cucumbers and the melons, and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the colour thereof as the colour of jelly. And the people went about and gathered it, and drowned it in mills, or feed it in a mortar, and baked it in pans, and made cheese of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Chapter 21. The book of Numbers, chapter 21. And reading at verse 4. Numbers 21 verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor, by the way of the Red Sea, to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, Wherefore had he brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth with life bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and to bewitch the people, and much people of Israel died. Psalm number 78. The 78th Psalm. Psalm 78, and reading at verse 21. 21st verse. Therefore the Lord heard this and was wroth. So a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Though he had commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and had rained down of manna upon the people, and had given them of the corn of heaven, man did not aim the fruit, he sent the meat to the fruit. And finally, in Psalm 106, Psalm 106 and reading at verse 13, the 13th verse. They stood for God his work, they waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and sent his God in the desert. And he gave them the request, but sent meanness into the soul. We were considering last evening the manna as it was changed to us, a beautiful sign of our Lord Jesus Christ. The manna small, speaking of his humanity. The manna round, speaking of his fear. The manna high, speaking of his pure. And the final verse to statement in Exodus chapter 16, the manna as it lay upon the face of the wilderness, and the manna prayed up before the Lord. The manna as it lay upon the face of the wilderness speaks of Christ here in the crucifixion. the minor lead up before the Lord, is that Jesus Christ up here in his exit. Tonight, what are the things of these minor are being lost through his people here in the wilderness? You remember that Exodus chapter 13, the chapter of Christ, the one who reconnects a year. That the man says, the law has found glory. The heart and the splendor to a car in the sea. But you recall that in that chapter, the swan had become a mother. I'll be sure that you're a mother. And why are they mother? That God feeds that man, and there's nothing to them. There was no water. They cried, what shall we do? Exodus 15 and verse 4. You remember that God in this wondrous way led that the people to where there was water. But water that they couldn't have. We might think that it was sure enough to do so, that they could go see this garment without water. Without reading it, there was water, but water that he couldn't. But there in manna, God gave his people a special revelation for us. You know, some of you have called them the bitter waters of manna. But he gave them this, that if they would pass through the water. And if Jesus took them up, they would have smitten with these affliction, with the diseases. For when the Egyptians had been given, what of the Lord, I am your father, God's people. I am the Lord, who healeth all the tragedy. Not there at manna, not only did he heal for them the bitter waters, but he gave them this prize that to the Egyptians, he would heal them from all diseases. Then he wondered God led that same people to Egypt. And at the end of chapter 13, we find the soul of Israel. And when it comes to us, and we learn, there were 12,000 of water, 1,000 of each one. And there were 75. Elam was at the end, a place of refreshment. Besides the fountains of water, and a place of rest, under the 70 days. The water from the palm trees and the numerals are so significant. They indicate a foretaste of the land to which God intended to lead us. And they the foretaste of us. Of Lord's millennial men and the concerns the nation of Israel. But what I want to find out is needing justice. That if it's murder, God revealed himself to his people as Jehovah Rossi. He revealed himself to his people as Jehovah Rossi. Just in case you might not have created with the Jehovah Hago, God is the Jehovah of the 21st. The Lord is you live in the side the woman and the path. And I'll be shepherd of his people. He leads them beside those hundreds of ones. And under the shelter of protection of those hundreds, Jehovah, the shepherd of his people. Then we come to chapter 16 where we read looking then. The children of Israel found themselves in the wilderness of sin. Between Elam and Phinehas. They've gone now some 30 days journey into the wilderness. And they go there. And the people cry. Can God give us food? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? And in that narration, God rained down bread upon them. He gave them bread. Thus, if it manna They reveal themselves as people as Jehovah Rophi.
A healer?
As Jehovah Rophi. In the wilderness, they made it for known as Jehovah.
They say, I'm God.
And there in the wilderness, God proved that he was a great provider for the people. I wonder why all this. My dear brethren, the reason is not this. Every individual is with God. God was seeking to come to them. But their God was a God who knew it. That there's no situation would ever find God as a person. There's no such thing really as an emergency as far as God is concerned. But their God was in fact a master. For that is, my dear brethren, let us see that. But is your God is our God? He's the God that is. He's the God who could be the master for us of others. One kind of a feel that more and more, we're needed as master, more and more, and he's there. Thus, in the language of Mr. God is in the desert, God is for a God. Love God. But I think of the manna, provided by God to his people in the wilderness. And we have already seen that God did not give the manna immediately upon the Exodus. It was some 30 days after the Exodus that God rained down the manna upon them. And we might ask the question, why did God not give the manna immediately? We find the answer in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and 9. We were told that God humbled them. God suffered with the hunger that he fed them with manna. Thus God gave the manna to people who were humble and hungry. In other words, God had to make them understand that they were in a foreign land. That there was nothing for them to do. And we came to that, God became the vulnerable for us. I want to ask you, my brother and my sister, have you learned this? That this world is a God. Are you? That there's nothing for the children of God here. Nothing to satisfy the cravings of the redeemed. When we sing this to Easter, this world is a wilderness. But is it as far as you? Is it as far as I? I'm afraid we're living in a day when this is not the eternity. That is the most tiny strength in a box. He would hang up his box. When a stalker, wherever saying, hang up his stalker. When a dancer was snared, would hang up his dancing. When a person professed faith in Christ, they would have done with a pop record and all that thing. Well, these things are not happening. And yet, this love is a wilderness. I've not been to dream of it. I've got thought and waste your love. My brother, my sister, that's not the hypocrisy of this man. Many of us are making the best. And for many of us, I can't tell you if that's what you are. God wants us to understand that the world is for his brutal people. A bad heart. And from around what that in the spirit takes here with his spiritual comfort. And with the cast upon God, eigenes Tun und Philosophie an der Dusche. Wie nennen wir noch die Zeit? The spiritual ethics. This world is not just one. And Brahman are a blessing. The Buddha says in Exodus chapter 16 that the manna first fell on the wilderness. It was God's miraculous provision for his people. I remember speaking in a grammar school in Manchester some years ago. And after I spoke at the right kind of question, and there was one of those who said, farmers who taught me language. And he said to me, Mr. Leffe, you don't believe that God rained down manna upon the tumor resident in the wilderness? He said, it is discovered what the impact is. But answer me, to the description of the manna given in the wilderness. Why, Father, has been when it grew early on and melted everywhere and grew soup to the root that never grew in a stem. But God gave the manna a new one. And it melted in the sun once. God gave the manna a new one. And with us with God, miraculous provision to people here in the wilderness. But it fell first on the wilderness. Maybe the marginal rival counter will just want to leave God. But it first fell on the wilderness of the Swampy Bush. My young Christian never be there. But this one is a world of the thorn bush. Everywhere lives the fruit of the thorn. It's a world of the thorn bush. Paul speaks of us more in the gracious chapter 1 as a needle. Our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself an offering that he may deliver us from this present evil. Peter speaks of the pollution of this world. He speaks of the corruption that is this world through us, death. It's a world of it. Those thorns that walk the world. Young Christian time at this and this the same man. You go in for things of this world. And whatever you read from God's word will never stop your spirit. The thorns took the rocks. And let's repeat, you went from a faithful witness, and this blessed fruit shall have a hope and wonder. It choked the rocks. All that we might learn is one of us speaking. There's nothing for us here. But if the manna was first given in the woman of sin, the woman of the thorn bush, Psalm 78 from the manna of the corn of sin. Nothing but corn on you. But God had corn in us. What a bargain out of desert couldn't produce. God was producing it. And the reason the holy people, the very corn. Oh, brother, let me see. Learn that there's nothing but corn. And that's not the reason. And that's not the reason. When they realize that the whole why the people will be cast from God. God will be doing so. The great corn of heaven. Not only the spoken of as the corn of heaven in Psalm 8, in our same psalm, and the next verse, verse 25, it is spoken of as the evil. My little angels. Some suggested, but this can be away the idea that as we speak from the mountain, God's will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Not my will be in heaven.
And we will
do God's will in heaven. And then we see in the mountain going, look, things are good. Then God's will be done by us as it is done in heaven. My heart is just that.
We might know how to do that.
Mind of it?
The prayers of the Lord. My brother, my sister, the mana is the prayer of the
Lord. It's the prayer that we do sit.
My dear, I'll make you come to God. I want to speak more. I want to walk in the Holy Spirit of God. Have you an impression of this? Look at that.
And if you have only the issue, and you won't run as a man or make a woman just
go on,
you have to see the way you are.
You are alive. And no regret.
Yet the fruit of which you did,
find you now, I'm a new woman for God.
No man from Exodus 6, you've asked me one, but regardless of it,
every morning, you won't be the
violent. Regardless of this matter, every morning.
You may remember the words of the wise man, Ada, and the father of the Lord, and he
spoke one of them.
The moon from the earth.
The moon from the father. To give us the good news.
Out of the world, the next day, he grew. Was minus one.
You might listen. I believe this war part will be
every
and a country. I believe this war part will be every day
and a country.
And bring that all to the rest of it. Give us
how would you do that?
And to you, sir, this is not what the text is. This is not just the daily one.
This is the truth in it.
That's what we must be on the mind. Exodus 16, verse 2, what do you think is that? That the man fell
down
on the tree. And this is speech of the Holy Spirit of God. What then is the Spirit to do in a manner just the passion? Minister to one.
In a passion.
And
all the Spirit of God. Give up. I won't be there, my father, my sister.
What did you want to
do? I love this one.
And the grace of the passion. Remember, you see, half the day long. There's a reason for me.
In the passion. A power of the Holy Spirit.
Isn't this an impression of the Holy Spirit?
No.
Let me ask. My brother loves me, but it's more than my hallelujah. Nor is it necessarily so old as a child. Nor even is it so old or a child by the minute. That is
the remedy.
Obligation to what is true, God in your life.
my
appreciation from a curse. I'm more love of him.
Let me ask you this question.
You're 50 pounds. How many years of your life did you call the angel
and the manna is just
milk in the oil? If you sit in grass for the ones, for the sun falls hot.
This travel to the Methodist, to the grass fell.
For the meat in the flesh is easy.
But in the morning, they were filled with.
Isn't that interesting?
Let the evil and the manna
is the water.
The disease of the flesh
is the evening
of spend the rest of the night. But feeding with the manna in the morning will arrive across the street. That will be good. You will do a great government in the day.
For so many of us, what we fear.
We regret that we're not the making
dreams
that we ought to be. Why is it we're not the making dreams? Is this not that? We're not hearing, speaking of. Greedy girl who finds you, shit, and then sit for the time.
The mind of Holy Spirit of
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And in all this, for the connection of 16 verse 35, that the portion was assured. The language of the verse is this. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years. After they came to the land inhabited, they didn't eat manna until they came under the border of the land of Canaan. There was that provision for them those 40 years. After they came to the border of the land of Canaan, my brother and my sister, let me tell you this. If there is any illness, it's not the God. The failure that will be, and the failure that will be. Brother, it's there for you. It's there for you as much as it is. Charity, and the failure, is not with God, not with God's provision, it's a shoe. The failure is with your name. Then in verse 31 of Exodus chapter 6 to the Lamb, that the feast of it was like reapers made to come. Thus when the flesh were given this manna, it was sweet to them. It tasted like reapers made to come. My brother and my sister, can I receive it? Take it back to when we were first introduced to Christ. In addition to the great relief that we needed in that, there was a of a heart that is how sweet Christ was to you when you first introduced him. You loved then to hear about him. You loved then to talk about him. You loved then to read about him. There's nothing too great for you to do for him. And the sacrifice you make to live for him. Then you sign many times and people, O Christ in me,
my soul, and found in thee alone. The feast of joy I sought along, the blessed of now and long. Now none but Christ is satisfied, none other than me. Then you sang me with me, all that thrilled the heart is Jesus. Saviour, thou art enough. The mind of heart is there. I want what? Can you sing these verses as truth? I get it there. Oh, let me ask you, my brother, my sister, again. What is that? Does Christ mean to you tonight? Is he a sweet person? As when you're first introduced to him. Numbers chapter 11, the people have to say verse 4. Who shall give us flesh to eat? Verse 5. We remember the fish that we didn't need it. The wheat, the onions, the melon, the garlic, and the cucumber. Notice Numbers chapter 11, it says, we remember. Numbers chapter 11, the going back in half, the Exodus was no longer a glad deliverance. It had become a sorrowful body. Do you remember? Christian men at last. And with the Lord speaking, have you remembered? Have you gone back and thought to what you've heard of in your unconverted day? Brother, sister, let me speak again this evening. Is there in your heart a secret hankering after it or satisfying you? In your hands, your man with a spoke to you, calling, father, to be a farmer, those dreadful paper bags, those sort of stories in the very dark. The nation. Are you hankering after them? Please notice with me, my brother and sister, and put it far in Numbers 11, verse 6, to the people. Our soul is nothing. There is nothing at all beside in this manner before God. You see, Numbers chapter 11, they hadn't as yet developed in this faithful manner. But the development of this is the manner why? Numbers chapter 11 was the desire of the Lord. The Lord was the Lord was the Lord. We're not just to satisfy the manner. We don't mind the manner everywhere. But still we wanted to have a look at it. Something this something along with you. You remember Moses that when we were in Egypt, we had arrived at the end. There were six things from which we could make a choice. There was a fish that we needed to be and we had a fish. There were the beets and the onion and the melon and the garlic and the cucumber. Six things to choose from, but Moses, now it's the same manner. Moses were not just a something along with God. My brother, my sister, let me again speak to your heart. Is there tonight a longing in your heart for something? A longing? A longing in your heart for some kind of life. Could not just have something along with you. as your own.
Please notice that in Numbers chapter 11, verse 8, we're told, for the devil to give the man a pure animal.
He took it, he grounded in water,
he beat it in a water, the bait was in hand, and they cheated him.
Is that not just what happened to him? Everything makes spiritual things more powerful.
To make Christ more formidable, those are not satisfied with spirit. And a man is there in our youth. To
get a father. What else is coming to us? What else is not to us?
One of them there. Simple
thought.
This is kind of a
of you. And because the name of Jesus is ended, it's the end of the
street. Well, there's a lot of
And of course, we're 10 minutes off at the end,
and that's an attempt to spiritualize what really is.
We're living there. Where did you see my brother? This is endeavor to do spiritual things work. To cut me. Feeding me. Blinding me. Making peace. Oh, the storm of endeavor is there.
To make everybody
work hard. The day.
And with the increase of cardinal worthlessness,
these things have become very big business. You must admit it. The great trouble is far and unseated of young people.
Before having opportunities to develop strength,
they're fooling you. And the result is this. We're not growing spiritual. And eventually, we leave. The man, the woman, let me tell you, these things will never make you negative. It might well be the highlight of my visit to Vancouver. For a Friday evening, Friday night, after the meeting is so mad, but I was a very good friend. I'm not going to be another. I don't want to be able to long time meetings. Not many years ago. What an inspiration of a reason. To be gone. An inspiration of a desire. To ask questions about things that men have become people know nothing about to be saved in the
year. See them interested spending a night singing.
They want to tell you that. Some people keep their soul to lighten their minds and to make them stronger for God. I tell you this, if the Lord be not come in a few years, and the way things are going, they could be taking over the Apostle Paul to destroy the sun. For many of us are sick.
Young man, young woman, I want to speak to you. Take your Christianity seriously. Seek to build yourself up spiritually.
Don't try to make spiritual things. I'm not going to come here. Oh yes, you can sit down and read a book of some amazing confession of a whole world. Spirit was kind of reading the Bible. Is that not true? and brotherly things. And many of us are just praying. And there are just one as many as possible for us to pray a thing today. You'll find new evidence that on Sunday is essential speech. The work of an assembly is essentially a spiritual work. My dear brethren, there's nothing about indicating the assembly that appeals to the man of the world. That's true. And there's nothing in the New Testament assembly that appeals to the flesh in a shadow of God. It is not high, my dear brothers, that many of us teach God and endeavor splendidly. And I say that with a brother in my heart. And I say it not just in Canada. I say it in England, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. What requires, I believe, to the same. You notice that there were six things that could feed on their need. I've got it written at number 11, verse 5. Fish, cucumbers, melons, beet, onions, and garlic. Well, in contrast, there were seven things awaiting them in the land of which they were traveling. You go on with that great verse 8, they were traveling to a land of peace, barley, wine, fig tree, pomegranate, a land of oil, olives, and a land of honey. 6 days in Egypt. Seven things the land of which you were traveling. Six, of course, is man's number. 6 weeks of work without rest. 6 weeks of inadequacy. 6 weeks of the fruit of the mastery. Then it's a number that speaks of. It's a number that speaks of. Ask for the food of Israel. There are little questions in it. The fact that the food of Israel was mainly water, mainly water, to comfort. Melons, wheat, onions, and some of these did not grow in the ground. If it were above the ground, there's a buck in the ground again. Even if he shouldn't be, wasn't caught by one or again. Of the fish, provided as much food as he might find, of the river. And you notice that the food of Israel, wheat, cucumbers, melon, and the meat of men, they don't require the sun to go. They can go without the sun. But what about the food of the land? Ah, that was food of God. That requires the sun. And that goes throughout the sun as it moves. So what did it go to? He just stood in that land. The food of the land. Does not this what the force is what we trust in? Set your mind on things. Where Christ lives, and not on things. My brother, my sister, and God bless you to do that. Our affections, on things about what, and not on things. On that. Interesting to observe the Holy Spirit's comment in 1 Peter chapter 10 verse 2. Of this was his teaching in Monday night. What was Paul in 1 Peter 10 verse 6? They worship after evil. What was evil? unsound
evil. What about evil to them when they were found in Egypt?
They were essential to them.
And I would have been not separated by the water of the Red Sea from Egypt. And given a call. The man.
Jesus did not see. The lost apostles.
Oh, my dear brothers, you will die again. And in what is the things of unnecessary fear in the rest of the world.
The evil.
Oh, that's not lost our freedom. Remember in Daniel chapter 1, the prophet Daniel, together with others of the committed, who were appointed by the King of our world, a very good thing, and the wine of the King.
And Daniel,
how did you say Daniel would understand what we're offering you? Can you realize, Daniel, what we're offering you is a change in action.
And the Daniel,
he made the meat for a change. He made the nourishment for a change.
What is it? Daniel,
how is this kind of thing?
Because it belongs to Babylon.
And what is this for Babylon? Oh, it's not at all. You notice the Spirit comment on this in 100, in Psalm 100. The Spirit comment to this one. Psalm 106, verse 15. He was wrong. Give them their record. But their goodness is in the soul.
God, what they want.
But here was the result. We know. Oh, brother, and don't think.
Present. But I say the things are serious.
Think about things of our good. God, we can preach of the gospel many things. But we can't. We can teach at minister meetings. We can talk about God. Our past. Our holidays. Even politics.
What's a name? We seldom speak about God.
Can we do this part of the breaking of ground? Of course we can tell the Lord why we're here. After all, to help us shut the door and everything to do with us.
You can stand there.
We can do the strength.
Little is not to be done.
There's a lot in him. The star limits. Let me speak your heart in a pastor. I can't put in my mind to the literature of my unconfessed days on a Sunday night. I can't put in my vision. For the things I left when I was
sick.
I never found why there is so much news for the month of today. None of them tells us that in that chapter. But it's time to make it more fun. the fish with it was the fish. Exodus 16, it tasted of the wicked middle. Nominal limitation of the fish with the fish. That is what is emphasized in Numbers 11 was its spiritual. After all, Paul says of it in the sense that it is spiritual. That is why is it spiritual? Typical in Numbers 11. Spiritual food is this. You can't not. Once you've elaborated about the time moment, finally we come to Numbers 31. We have a very small, very small picture. There's no event for a heavy chair. Our soul loaded with form. This visual path. Our soul wore this ball, round like man. The one tasted like honey. Oh, wouldn't it? Notice how this is just between Numbers 11 and Numbers 31. Numbers 11, it was a visit and a taste for the man of God. Numbers 31, it was a taste and a taste for the man of God. As I visit many areas in my service with God, have you just been sent only to me? Listen. Did a Christian who once traveled for God and evil vision, or did they just say, you will be? My brother, my sister, that I feel this evening. Young brother, young sister, this is you. Is this enough? How long your heart to God? Are you like submitting yourself to things in the world? Right. So life on observation tell you? The accompanying symptoms? And I say this with observation. Number one, we're the least excuse. We begin to upset ourselves on the meetings. Number two, we begin to criticize. We console ourselves by trying to talk with those who are more spiritual than you. The people of the world are kind of worse than the Christians. You have so long. I want to tell you. My brother, my sister, who is experiencing. I wonder if a life was, had it lasted, in Christ. If you're seeking, you wonder if you're hankering after the life, the little life, you're able to that. Get down on your knees consciously in the presence of God. Confess your wickedness. And confess your wickedness. and they'll get off the lead until he can do it. There's the time to come.
When you don't want a thing of Christ.
Oh. And God wants to be able to speak to all of our hearts. We want the Lord and Savior. We want to study him better. We want to be more faithful. We pray for Christ to deliver from any desire to look into. Any desire to see our own sin. Any desire to stay with us, God, who saved us from just having those things. That are making Christ look on us. The things of the Spirit work on us. Help us, God, to get part of this. To daily experience it in us. Look at it, please, our God, to be conscious in our every day and day. Leading our Father, God's Son, in all his wonder and pain. The one who makes him up, makes him up. In the name of our God, Jesus.